What is going on, everybody? This is your boy Raw Star, and you're listening to The Misfit Effect. As always, I'm sitting here next to my co-host, CW.
Hi.
And we are joined here with an amazing comedian and actress and podcaster herself, Emily Hagen. And we're also joined here by Star Child. So give the little audience a little bit about yourselves before we go in.
I think you just gave it all.
I can go, I mean, it's more to who you are.
I mean, yeah, I don't really identify with any career path, but actress I would probably eliminate out of that. I take breaks from acting like every 6 months.
I mean, everybody
No
does.
One wants to say they
When
act.
Are you not acting?
That's true. No one believes any of my feelings.
But when are we not acting?
That's true. Nothing's real.
I mean, life is...
I feel high, but where am I? In a CrossFit gym?
No.
No, this is a... This
no.
Is,
it's not a CrossFit gym at all.
Where? What kind of gym is this?
So we got it's a personal training, fit personal.
Oh, okay. Fitness, yeah, we got
here. Real like, I wouldn't say anti CrossFit.
We don't. Yeah.
Are you anti?
I feel like you are.
I like the degree of work. I don't like the cult mentality attitude. Or the hey, like because you can train really well, you're the best athlete. Or the fact that just like the
I don't
high
like-
rate of injury. Like hey. You sever your spine. We'll do you a thoughts and prayers.
I don't like that you have to hang out with the people you work out with outside of working out. They have parties and stuff. You like bring bonbons and cheese plates, and then you pretend that you love each other because you're all so fucking motivated. I don't like that.
See, I like real gyms.
From like running around the block?
Yeah, it's like, let's do squats and then go drink Pinot Grigio later. But we did squats, so it's fine.
Oh. We did lots of burpees.
Although today I woke up and I was on a fitness model's post all morning, and that's a bad move to do in the morning because I was like, fuck, I'm not rising and grinding. I'm not rising and grinding.
Rise and grind every day.
Fuck, I wasn't rising and grinding. Yeah, and I was like, I told this dude, I was like, I think we need to get up and like start going on runs. And he's like, have you been on like a fitness model's page? I'm like, yeah, like all morning. It's not a good way to work out or to wake up. But then here I am in leggings, in sneakers, underdressed, thinking, shit, I should have worn jeans. But then I walked in, and there's treadmills everywhere, pull-up bars. Yeah. And then Star Child pulled up, and I was thinking, God, could you have, I was thinking my negative thoughts about you, thinking, couldn't you have worn jeans? Did you have to wear sweats? Like, we're going to do this podcast with Raw Star today.
But you remember, I am psychic. I know what
clearly, we didn't even realize what we were getting ourselves into.
Yeah, but I told you, is that a fitness?
I didn't read the message.
I can tell.
Attention like, to detail.
She just said, okay, I'll do the podcast. Star Child wants to come. Okay, and I learned something about Twitch. Yeah, we'll handle that, yeah. That's what we're going to do.
I must have missed the part where we were in a gym, but now I'm feeling great that I'm in sneakers. And then I knew, this is like racist or something, but like, I knew that you were black, so I was like, I'll wear cool sneakers.
You give them the address, don't you? You don't give them, you're not.
No, I said, I can show you my exact message I sent to her. It says it in
the gym.
Come podcast with us in a gym in North Hollywood.
That's exactly what it says, almost.
Bring a water bottle. Water bottles are provided, though.
Yeah, like we usually... Oh, they're all gone.
See, my envision that as I was going to get here today, and like you're going to be in like a suit. I don't know. And like we were going to be in this weird office space.
What?
I was going to walk in and have to like sit up straight. And I'm happy it's not that.
It's Rockstar, though. Like, you already knew it was.
What do you mean? Okay, easy for the peanut gallery. Sorry that I have an imagination.
I mean, like...
Rockstar, like, do you own a suit?
I like to wear suits. I don't mind it, but I really try to avoid it at all costs.
Don't you like double-breasted suits?
Don't judge me.
I mean, maybe this guy off camera that doesn't like me, maybe he has a point. Maybe there is something wrong with me because judging by your thumbnail of the podcast, The Misfits, and you're hiding behind bars, I should have known this wasn't a corporate podcast. No. So where the fuck was
The Misfits?
Where the fuck was...
yeah, why did you think it was going to be like an office? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it was in North Hollywood. I always assume it's like offices over in North Hollywood.
Yeah, but I said the business.
Where do you stay?
I don't know. I'm in between places right now.
Oh. So you're homeless.
No, I
yeah. I'm in between two places.
No, I'm trying to get evicted, right? I'm trying to get evicted so my boyfriend lets me move in with him.
Wow. It's a ploy.
But does he bring you soup?
Oh.
I haven't been sick in a while.
That's a good question.
Oh, you were the you're soup girl.
Oh, man. Why am I soup girl? Yeah, yeah I am. What? I've been soup girl for like 2 months. Oh,
you made it a thing.
No, I was at his house. And like, that's when I first heard it. And I'm like,
what a saga.
I'm like, CW, listen to this. And I had to check. It was plain to me.
So everyone that doesn't, all the listeners that don't know Soup Girl.
Soup Girl story.
I went on a date with this guy and he started calling me a lot after the date. So I assumed, well, I think we're in a relationship. And he called me that morning when I was sick. And then he was starting to text me and I go, shouldn't you be bringing me soup? And he wrote, haha, yeah, matzo ball from Jerry's Deli. And I was like, yeah, delicious. So I'm sitting there waiting and 3 hours go by and the soup never came. So I started creating Instagram stories about it. Like, is the soup coming? Is it not coming? And then I asked all my guy friends, what would you do if you knew a girl for 2 days and she asked you to bring you soup? And Starchild said,
I said, I'll come through. That's an opportunity.
You said you would have brought a whole kit.
Oh, yeah. Health kit. Whatever she need.
Emergency.
You said you would have brought Theraflu. So after that, I finally, hours later, he saw the post. He started laughing. And I go, well, why didn't you come with the soup? And he was like, I was too busy getting my Rolex fixed.
Have you seen everybody's face and didn't already know that? They looked up like,
everybody really? Gave you a look.
He, he literally flexed his Rolex, so he couldn't bring me soup because he was too busy getting his Rolex fixed in Beverly Hills.
I'm doing the masturbation sign with my hands.
Me too. 'Cause my man.
So for some reason, this post, like, it got so many views and comments. It was my most lit post on Instagram this year. It was getting like 300 comments.
This lady.
Everybody wanted to talk about this, like this guy, like, and why it was. So many people agreed with me, though, which was crazy.
Well, because you had like a whole interview desk. You had people talking to the phone, like, I would never bring a girl soup. That's like against the game of law of love. This, and then other guys like me be like, hell, I'm bringing soup. I'm
other
bringing
and the girls were like, fuck LA. That's the problem with LA. No guy is a caregiver. No one's a provider.
This triggered
every girl. Like, took my side. Not one girl didn't take my side.
See, the way I seen it was, like, I think I said this to you too. Like, if I'm trying to get in, like. I you bring the soup because that's your whole motivation. And you like, oh, I don't want to mess with this girl. She's sick. Huh, okay, mm-hmm. Die. So
Rostar was part of this experience because you had DM'd me, and I think you were the person I was having the most conversations with that day because you were very invested in this experience. Rostar was like, he was getting the play-by-play DMs behind the scenes. Like, he was all up. He knew exactly what was going on.
Mm-hmm. As I said again, I was at his house, and
you're like, I remember. It's like 9/11. You're like, I remember the day that I saw the soup saga.
Daredevil, and he was so far down, like I hadn't watched that many episodes, so I was half paying attention to it.
Was I watching Daredevil, or when did this happen? Were you sure it wasn't Defenders?
It was one.
I think it's a moot point.
Same difference.
Well, I'm just trying to see the time
era.
How long
yeah,
was this?
Like. 3 weeks?
Probably a month and a half ago.
It was Daredevil. It was Daredevil. Because Defenders was last year.
Yeah, no, okay, it was Daredevil.
Yeah.
I feel like the soup saga was so long ago.
So do I.
Things happen. Yeah. What did I say? I said maybe. It depends. It depends.
It obviously, like, drew conversation.
Might get it for me. Might bother me. I might be like, wait, shouldn't I be? I don't know you.
A lot of people, though, were, like, writing, like, bitch, you're a gold digger. And I was like, what am I? I'm like, I'm a soup digger. I'm not asking for gold. I'm asking for a $2 Campbell's soup. That roll through. Show me that you care. It had nothing to do with the monetary value of the soup. It had to do with the gesture.
Yeah, because, like,
absolutely.
I think
sour soup is like $3.50. That's it.
Yeah. I think I said to her, the way that he said it, this is after the whole, this is behind the scenes. I said, the way that he said it, gave you the impression that he was about to bring it.
Wait, I want to know why he was so highly specific about the kind of soup.
The matzo ball.
Yeah, the matzo ball.
Right, exactly. Why did he suggest an amazing soup and a deli?
That's an upper echelon soup. That's a, you got ramen noodles. You got matzo ball. Matzo ball is like $7.
He flexed the soup choices and his Rolex.
Yeah, he was like, I'm a baller, baby. Stop asking me for things.
Turns out his dad's successful and it's his grandpa's Rolex that was a hand-me-down.
Fugazi.
So basically all he can afford is chicken noodle soup.
But his granddad gave him the watch?
Yeah. He didn't pay for it. It was a real Rolex. But it's like saying, like, oh, I can't, sorry, baby, I can't come bring you the soup right now. But guess what, guys? There's this thing called Uber Eats. There's, like, there's Postmates and shit. It's 2018. If he cared, and guess what? He's been blocked. But it's not because of the soup. I gave him a chance. I gave him one more chance that night. That night, I
Emily, give me one more chance.
You know, soup, but yeah, she's like, one more chance.
Would you say I'm empathetic to the pathetic?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh wow.
Ooh.
That's a good saying.
That's a good one.
He said to me recently, he had a brand deal. So he's like an Instagram model. And he had a brand deal with a skincare line that is my absolute favorite skincare line. And it's the only thing that works on this disgusting face. And I was like, listen, can you give me that email address? I'm like, can you hook me up with that email? I want to email the influencer department. And he says to me, I won't give you the email unless you show me how to do Twitch. And I'm like, okay, I'll show you how to do Twitch. And he's like, okay, well, once you show me how to do Twitch, then maybe I'll give you the email. And I was like, it's a fucking contact info. You're giving me like an info at da-da-da collaborations. Like, you're not doing much but giving me an email. So I ended up telling him he's a piece of shit and I blocked him. I just couldn't believe how ungiving he was. He wouldn't give me the soup and he wouldn't give me an email.
I can see
if he was giving you like a direct.
Wait, did you have on a date?
Two dates.
Oh yo,
I met him at my comedy show. I roasted his ass, which is hilarious. You know how I met this guy?
Yeah, you just was telling me about a bitch talking about Eddie, right?
You know what's funny? Like,
should we mic him?
Before I go back over there, I love the fact that our last three podcasts, he's just been sitting to the side like our little audience. So we have a little audience in our podcast that we can't really hear. So it's like a heckler in the background.
He is a heckler. He's already said, what the fuck's wrong with me?
Okay. So we were out for, what was that, my birthday? It was some night. We were out at Academy, if anybody goes to EDM clubs, I guess. Like me. Only me. All right, so and this girl kept like really digging into my friend Eddie. She was like, oh, look at you and your shirt. You think you look cool and blah, blah. And the guy behind me was like, oh, one of our friends was like, oh, you better stop talking to her. She's like totally distant. I was like, no, she's way into him.
Oh, my God, for sure.
All the attention. Right. And like,
she's if a girl's paying attention to you, she's in it. That's like the key. It doesn't matter what the hell's coming out of her mouth.
Like, why you got busted shoes?
Oh my God, she's obsessed with them.
Because if you can make her upset, you can make her happy.
The only time I'm into a guy is if I'm roasting them. You know I'm into them if I'm giving them, like, oh, what's, oh, look at that hat. Oh, what are you wearing that for?
If I have a girl getting mad or about some other dude, I'm like, oh no, it's a wrap.
Yeah, if a girl gives a guy attention, they're in it.
I want all your anger.
No, Star Child, the way he talks is just so smooth. He just talks so smooth.
Like, I know. So
it's over. I let him know. I said, listen, dude, I ended up, you know, I sometimes like to do below that. My weakness is like, or my flaws, I like below the belt comments. If someone pisses me off, if they get to my breaking point, I'll say some fucked up shit. So after he refused to give me the soup, he also offered me a photo shoot. He was like, oh, I want to take photos with you. So he had me cancel. I had a photo shoot lined up with a really prestigious photographer, and he somehow convinced me that I shouldn't do it and that he'd take better photos. So my dumb brain canceled the photo shoot because I'm a very indecisive person. So I was already on the fence about it. So I canceled the photo shoot. This guy never took photos of me. I never got the soup. We went to coffee. I paid for my own coffee. Then he didn't give me the email address. So finally I said to him, listen, and then he goes, will you help me set up Twitch? I'll do the photos and give you the email if you help me set up Twitch. And I go, look, just because you have a famous dad doesn't mean that everyone in LA is trying to use you. Get it together. And he was like, that's the most hurtful thing anyone's ever said to me. I'm like, not really. It's just honest.
Wait, was that fucking hurtful at all?
Because he said, don't talk about my dad. But it's the truth.
Is that supposed to be the below the belt thing?
He's a very, it's not even that below the belt, but to him,
you said people.
Well, that's the other thing.
That's a good question.
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting because the first night I did make out with him, and he while we were making out and he forced the make out, he whispered into my ear, do you like anal? And that's like, I was saying on the, I don't know if you were on the live stream. That's like
every episode.
And then he asked me to send him a photo of my butthole.
Every episode.
And then
tell him what the pictures he sent you.
So then he goes, so during our like two week non romance, I go, all right, I just have a question. Are you gay? And he goes, well, you know, like if Harry Styles like wanted to make out, like I'd probably like if it was. And I'm like, this should be an easy yes or no question, and it wasn't.
Well, he's like, I don't know.
Hypothetically, you know, I have a man crush.
You know.
And then the day that we went to coffee, the entire coffee, all he did was Google images of Harry Styles and ask me if he should wear his hair in those interesting ways. He's like, do you like Harry like this? Do you like Harry like that? He thinks he does.
Oh, he thinks he does. So maybe he's not really like gay.
Well, no.
He's gay for himself.
He's real vain.
He's so vain.
But of course, at the same time, even if I like myself, I'm not trying to suck myself's dick.
I have a question.
On my other self.
Have Addy over here.
If anything, I'm not trying to do it myself. But if it's another me, a clone me, I'm not going to be like, hey, you hot.
You have to talk into the microphone.
Gross.
Okay, my question is, why did Eddie scream he's gay before he even knew? Like, what was the clue for Eddie that you thought he was gay?
Danny.
I thought your name was Eddie.
No, Eddie is our other friend.
So who's this?
That's Danny.
Okay, why did Danny think he was gay?
Danny, come over here and sit down and talk.
Okay, so off camera we have this man named Danny who has nice Danny, teeth
who has,
and dreadlocks.
Who has been on like probably three of our podcasts already. And
before Danny just randomly started yelling, he's gay, and I'm wondering what was the indicator? Because all we talked about was like the skincare. Maybe that's the indicator.
No, you can have good skincare.
You started talking about the little booty hole situation. So
hey, no, you said it before that. You said, is he gay before that?
People say like, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, whoa.
And then she said,
yes.
He was displaying characteristics of a gay person.
We don't even know.
A closeted gay person, because I've been around a lot of gay people, and I have a lot of gay friends that wasn't like classified as gay before. But then everybody like, nigga, you gay. Just say you gay.
Oh, yeah, you got
but
a lot of friends.
The way they act is like, the way they act is like they not gay. Like, so I'm like, okay, I can spot that shit.
What were the characteristics he was displaying?
Everything you was describing when you was talking about this motherfucker, it's like enough from the... And then the butthole situation made it worse.
Super red flag.
And then he go, I can't even necessarily say that because there's some dudes that do anal, but the way that motherfucker was just like.
He didn't want a photo of my boobs. No.
So he asked about anal before y'all had sex?
We never had sex. We made out.
Nah, straight dudes don't really be like, hey. Come on, you now. Like anal you be before y'all
already.
Have se- regular
be
sex.
Already in being asked
yeah,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Or maybe doing somebody.
No, we were making out, and he whispers, "Do you like anal?"
He's just like, "Oh, I'm trying to go straight to the A."
You know what? The weird part of
the good A.
You know the weird part about this is like this is our like I think our ninth episode, and I think
every episode,
and I think seven of the nine anal. That word anal comes up like. Somewhere in it, and we don't bring it up.
Are you serious?
Yes,
we never bring it up with somebody.
Why do you guys have like? I wonder why.
Most of half our guests are in porn.
No, we only had three.
Three, okay.
So a third.
Well, eating ass is like a cultural phenomenon right now. Everyone, it's trending. It's trending. It's trending.
I mean, people are okay with it.
All the young kids want to do it. Who knows if they're doing it?
People been eating ass since I was in high school.
Come on, I was about to say. Since
now people are like, yeah. I do that because okay.
Because
I won't touch your booty, your booty hole.
Hey, you got me fucked up. I ain't sticking my.
But no, that's
that
just
bitch.
Yeah. That was very weird. That was weird of him. And then the whole, like, holding things hostage for, like, the thing. Okay, if you straight, if you're a straight dude and a girl's like, I wish I had some soup. I'm kind of sick. And you're like, okay, let me go ahead and get this girl some of this soup. I'm about to get there. That's the whole point. If she's not too sick. But if she's sick, oh, you know, she put it on the rain check. She might be like, she'd be like, oh, he brought me that soup. I'm gonna call him as soon as I get better.
That can cure a cold, though.
I'm at the age. I'm not.
And that was kind of my point. I was like, okay, he's gonna if he comes through with this soup. I wasn't really that sick. We're fucking.
Oh, she wanted to fucking. He didn't want
to. He didn't even realize.
Oh, that's a red flag right there.
You gotta know. Like, hey, wait, how old is he?
29.
It don't fucking matter.
He's old enough.
No, it do. It do.
Why?
25. Younger than 25, you'd be like, no, fuck, I'm not bringing no soup.
Shit, I'll bring that goddamn
It's like a thing when you're younger. I used to be married.
Congrats.
When you're younger and you're like, oh, if your like girlfriend or your wife's like, hey, let's take a nap. And it's like the middle of the day, and you'd be like, no, I'm fucking up.
But you know what that nap means.
You know what that nap means?
You know what's funny? When I came to California, I found out what the fuck that meant.
The nap?
In Detroit, they don't do that shit. They like, nigga, I want to fuck. What's up? And that's it.
Oh, no, let's take a nap.
But here, the first girl I fucked with here was like, come in here, lay down with me real quick. I was like, okay, I mean, the sun's still out and everything, but I was like, fuck
it. Oh, yeah, in California, you get used to fucking in the day.
So I'm like, okay. We went in there and laid down in there, and things just like escalated so fast. And I was like... What happened to that? I was like, what happened to the nap?
Lay down. I was kind of sleepy.
Before I knew it, we was in there until it was dark outside.
Because girls have to be indirect. You know what I mean? It's always like, you want to cuddle? You want to, you know what I mean? You want to chill? Like, oh, yeah, okay, I know what that means. Like, I'm over.
And I'm like, I need soup.
I need soup. Well, girls can never do
that. Well, I mean, like, there's some...
I used to mess with this old lady. And she used to be like,
how old?
I mean, not old lady, older than me. And
did she have gray in her?
She'd be like, what you doing? And I'd be like, I could really use some cookies. And yeah,
you got the nookie from some cookies.
It was cookies. She'd bring me a 12 pack of those McDonald's cookies, and it'd be on and popping.
What?
Yeah, I was a food whore.
I didn't know McDonald's had cookies.
Oh, do they anymore? This was years ago.
Years ago, McDonald's had cookies. Years ago, I was fucking this old woman.
McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't eat McDonald's. So
yeah, prison
that's
industrial
funny that you
complex.
Talk about that though, because I had seen this fine. I think she was
like yelling toward the microphone.
She was like a 70-year-old lady. I wasn't
fine,
meant to be 70 on the mic.
70.
Yeah, she Irish.
70.
She Irish.
Jesus. I'm Irish and my skin looks old.
She might be 60 something.
I mean,
but either way it goes, she older.
So you're like, she was fine and old.
Did you
what?
Say you went to some 70-year-old
Irish woman?
Did he?
That does not sound like a 70-year-old Irish woman.
Get your man.
You guys got to share this mic better. This audio is going to be crazy.
It's going to be horrible. Again.
I told Rawstar, you got to make sure your people are mic'd. I couldn't hear him sometimes.
Boom.
Well, because he had the microphone way down on the table.
Hey, we got fucking stands, man. I thought they worked. I thought these mics were better.
I was about to say, shouldn't it pick that up?
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, it didn't. So I'm always like, hey.
I feel like a teacher now.
Man, what you doing?
Laying down the law. All
right.
You see how we talk about each other. He's lucky I'm a Christian.
Who are we talking about?
We don't know shit about Star Child. Besides him not being like Paul Stanley.
Oh. Were you the one who said that? Yeah. In the Twitch?
Did I say that in Twitch? No, I didn't.
Someone else said that about him on Twitch.
Somebody else, they expected like me to come out with like a wig and a star on my face and black leather.
Be a good look.
Huh? Yeah, but,
that'd be a good look.
For Halloween.
Yeah. So, who are you? What makes Star Child?
I'm Emily Spirit God. I'm here to like protect her from like the evil people that go fix their imaginary Rolexes.
And you know what's hilarious? So Soup Rolex met Star Child via a live stream app, and you know what he said to him?
I said, "When are you gonna stop pretending to know Emily?" And he was like,
You that said like frazzled him. You said how long have you pretended to know my friend Emily? And he like had nothing to say. Yeah.
You gotta hit him upside the head sometime.
Anytime I have a guy, they go through like the star child screening process.
You gotta filter the toxins. There's a lot of toxins in this in LA water.
He's not a cock block. He's just like, I guess a screening. A screening process.
Filter a process.
Because I can't make decisions on my own. I need help. I don't meditate enough to know my
like,
center.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, star child, what do you think about what you
said? I'm self-aware. I'm getting better, though.
I get it. So, like, star child is kind of like your Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, like, I don't even, like, I mess with her sometimes. We'll get high, or I'll smoke and it'll be around, so she'll get secondhand, and I'll be like, you know, you don't even know if I exist. And then walk away.
Wow. And she'll be like,
you always say that I'm Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, you Alice in Wonderland. I'm the Cheshire Cat. Or the Caterpillar. She's blowing it. Who are you?
What y'all be smoking?
That Star Child Kush.
Yeah, we met like 5 days ago.
Star Child just told us a bunch, but didn't really tell us. He's like, yeah, I'm Emily's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, spiritual advisor, yeah.
Well, he's also
that's how she introduces me. Remember at the comedy store?
I think I've also called you a fortune cookie.
Yeah, that too.
So he's on my podcast every week as a like a fortune cookie. So I'll go and live like a weird experience, like the Soup Saga, and then Star Child will come in mid episode and give his opinion in like three fortune cookie like sentences, and then he's out.
That's it.
Oh, okay, that's neat.
Oh, and by the way, everybody, Emily does do a podcast. If you look it up, it's on everything. It's called Emily Knows Everything.
It's been on hiatus for like 8 months while I'm getting it officially set up to be visually. It's going to be a visual podcast. So it's going to launch in January, season two. But I do have a lot of good episodes, season one.
Yeah, we used to, we
like what?
I interviewed like
the man who fucked the dolphin.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
That was the season finale.
That was my season finale.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
A 45-minute interview with a man that had a relationship with a dolphin.
Wait.
Okay.
You got it, man.
How don't you not like...
Bestiality laws weren't a thing in the 70s.
In the 70s?
I'm just wondering. Because it's like, where's the thing of consent? Isn't it the man who raped the dolphin more?
If you listen to the podcast, he believes they were truly in a relationship.
Oh,
but there was jealousy, quantum entanglement, cuddling, affection, after fucking cuddles. Emily knows everything.
What happened to the dolphin?
It ended up dying, and his theory is that it died of depression from their breakup.
After their breakup?
He thinks
probably that, fucked the shit out of that dolphin.
And it was like... fuck my guts up.
He was like, well, we gotta go all the way.
The craziest thing about it is like, well, I had just gotten out of a relationship when I interviewed this man, and I was so in tune. Is there music?
Oh, that's the person outside.
That was really loud.
They're fortifying the defenses for the dispensary across the street.
That's how we were starting to get this weed.
Build a dispensary across the street.
No, there's a dispensary across the street already. Dispensary.
Oh, wow.
I didn't fucking hate it. I mean, hey, what? Savage Lounge is great. It's great.
I'm sorry. I didn't
know. No, it's weird, actually, being a, like, I think I'm pretty open-minded guy, but I'm like, oh, dispensary's moving.
I'm probably the most...
across from my business?
I want some good deals. Y'all do need to go to Savage.
Oh, they do have good deals? Got, I just don't want to go. I just don't.
They got... I think $2 for $3 edibles.
$2 for $3?
Yeah, they got a lot of. Look, no.
We're not getting paid for.
Probably tastes gross.
We're not getting paid for commercials.
They are Rice Krispie treats and they
rice
have different colors.
Gross.
And stuff.
You're not.
We're not getting paid for commercials.
And they like 15.
You gotta get them on track.
Yeah, fuck them.
I go around the corner.
Fuck them. Anyway, back to this dolphin lover. So
you guys are just gonna have to listen to the episode to find out.
Okay.
It's interesting.
If you want to.
If you want to.
What else? You know what?
You think dolphins have STDs? Because
that's the thing. That's
weird.
I recently learned out.
Could you give a dolphin an STD?
Flipper.
I don't know.
Whoa. Could you give dolphin chlamydia?
That syphilis originally comes from people fucking sheep.
What?
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know what.
The man was up here fucking Willie, so.
Free Willie.
Free Willie.
Hold me like the River Jordan.
Yes.
And I hold that hand. You are my friend. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love that song.
It's actually my phone.
Do, 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 do.
I don't know. So it's going to be more visual. So it's like. Talking about season two.
Season two, we're debating like if we're going to. Yeah, we're going to put it. We're going to put it on Twitch. Season two.
Central show. Season three.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, I was.
Sounds like a nice concept.
Yeah, it is. I'm just a perfectionist, and I've been on a 6-month hiatus. Well, I've been streaming. I transitioned, and I've been focusing on live streaming, so I've been doing that for 6 months.
See,
do you play games too?
No, I just do like just chatting.
Just mental games.
Oh, where? Wait.
Do I play mental games? I don't think I'm that. I'm not.
You mean like?
She plays real life video.
Chatterbait?
Games. No,
no,
just.
No, I'm just
she just chats. And the thing is, it's like. And like most
hey, welcome. Listen to my jokes.
Most like a lot of people do that also. They just talk on the Twitch and not play any. Cause I
oh, you can do that?
Yeah.
It's called, let's set that up tomorrow.
It's called just chatting. Yeah.
I've said that thing before.
So wait, where?
They also have a podcasting tab. Yeah. I just started Twitch a month ago. I was on a different streaming app for 4 months, and I just left that app, and I'm going to start doing Twitch.
How's Twitch working out for you so far?
I've literally only done it for 5 streams.
Oh. Yeah, and he just said I was going to start that eventually.
You guys can talk about your business plans off podcast.
I'm trying to make some money, man. I'm trying to be a fucking... Slumlord of Indiana.
Rise and grind.
That's right.
Slumlord of Indiana, and you're in California.
Hey, that's the best slumlords that live somewhere else that you're like, I fucking hate them. They can't do it. It's like Tony is the fucking manager and he doesn't do shit.
You don't even come here.
Yeah, you don't even come here and cut the fucking grass.
I've never had a landlord that wasn't a slumlord.
Well, I guess I'll still be just a decent landlord then.
Yeah, you lost my train of thought. So, with your whole visual thing, how are you going to set it up?
I don't know. Let's not talk about it. I've got like an Excel document, and there's a lot of ideas, and I need to get it figured out. But, you know, me and decisions.
I mean, that's what the world is here. Like, oh, but yeah, just make sure you go ahead and check her podcast out.
Yeah, you guys can go check it out. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play Music. You can look at the first 12 episodes. And yeah. Then we're going to have a really dope podcast coming in January. Once we get rid of... I'm just so over this December. I'm so over... I hate December. I don't like the holidays. I'm not looking forward to Christmas. I don't care about New Year's. Bah humbug.
I only care about the day two days after New Year's. After that, I don't care.
Yeah, she like me. I don't give a fuck about holidays.
Me neither.
I don't celebrate Christmas personally.
Do you celebrate Kwanzaa because you're black?
Oh no!
I don't celebrate.
I'm kidding. No. It's obviously Hanukkah.
He does celebrate.
You're probably.
I don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
You seem like a rich Jew. I don't know.
I don't celebrate Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or Christmas.
Who celebrates Kwanzaa though? Where is Kwanzaa actually from?
Oh, George is the person to ask.
George, you don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
Just like all holidays.
See, you know what? I'm gonna say this, okay?
It's just the newest made up.
Okay, this is my take on Kwanzaa. So it doesn't make sense to me because there's a whole bunch of BS. Because like, let's say the man who's standing, who's across from me right now. Now I'm about to go on a rant. Like, check this out. So this man who got arrested for kidnapping and beating someone up and doing all these type of drugs came out and said, you know what? I'm gonna create a holiday. I'm gonna make it special. And let me finish.
You need to let him finish because you're not mic'd, and this is going to be annoying for the listeners.
Let me finish. And then this man said, okay, I'm going to take an Akantwi name from Ghana, Africa, and then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go way to Tanzania and get some Swahili terms and use that to make this holiday and confuse everybody out here because it doesn't make sense. And then I'm going to say, Yeah, this is the black thing. The black thing. But then you look back into his history, it's a whole bunch of kidnapping, a whole bunch of nonsense. This man who created everything does. But we're gonna go ahead and follow this man.
Who's this man?
Karime or something, whatever his name is. I think of his name right now. But fuck him. So yeah,
you're really passionate about this.
I'm passionate because, like, I really
see. I'm glad I made a really stereotypical black Kwanzaa joke now. Because look really at how works. George it was
like
is
education.
Stop saying like, my government hey. Name, all y'all.
We're learning about geography.
Hey, celebrate Kwanzaa. I was like, let me tell you about Kwanzaa. How it sucks. But
I'm a history major.
You know, Rostar, him being a kidnapper and all the criminal, does that really bar him?
Yes, it does.
From actually being someone that's like creates a holiday?
I have a question for you. See that.
Oh, wait. This is who I'm talking to. Forgot who I'm talking to. Rostar, well, no one likes a holiday associated with genocide. So
no one.
I like good food.
I don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Nice, but yeah, and what else don't you celebrate?
I don't celebrate anything of birthdays.
Yeah, he doesn't really eat anything.
And
birthdays.
You're not really.
Are you supposed to be? Wait, were you a Jehovah's Witness now?
No. I
know there's only 200,000 or so that get up in there.
Star Child, what do you think about holidays?
I think it's a corporate thing. I think it's a money grab. I think it's like to give people a break so they keep going to work and stuff like that.
See, I do like event things. Like I do Mother's Day and shit like that, but I don't really consider that like holiday.
That's not like a holiday where you like party. That's just like you show your mom some appreciation for the day. It's not an excuse to get drunk. That's what most holidays are, an excuse to get drunk. Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day. The night before Thanksgiving, really Christmas, like people drink.
I think they need to spread Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's like, why 1 month after each other?
Abraham Lincoln put Thanksgiving in November, so they could what?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're pointing.
I'm just pointing.
Oh, he put Thanksgiving in November so they can make more money for the Christmas holiday so they can raise money. So Abraham Lincoln started that because before Abraham Lincoln,
during Reconstruction,
it was every president used to pick the date that Thanksgiving was on.
Oh. Wow.
Thank you for that gem of information, Rostar.
Look into the history of Thanksgiving before like 1930. It was a lot more like Halloween until they had Halloween.
Right. Because people dressed like pilgrims?
People used to dress up in masks and fuck shit up.
And then Christmas used to be on October 31st because they considered that you're not supposed to celebrate it because that was, you know, you're not supposed to celebrate the birth, you're only supposed to celebrate the death.
Oh. So,
nerd, I'm sorry. That's
fine. That's good info, though. I'll watch it. We're learning stuff.
Mm-hmm. Edutainment.
Yeah. You using my degree for something.
Well, I'm not.
We can tell.
Hey, I own a gym. Tattoo
artist? I don't have any tattoos. We don't have tattoos.
What?
What a transition. Abraham Lincoln to tattoo artist. Do you think any president has tattoos?
Does Barack have a tramp stamp?
Wait. You mean like presidents, like, because, like, are we talking United presidents and vice presidents?
Just presidents.
Oh, okay, no. I was with, maybe.
They probably got some
Mike
Nazi
Pence
tattoos
probably has
and
like
shit.
A giant swastika on his chest.
or.
It's like that guy that's like he owns all the businesses and then he takes off his shirt and he's like from the neck down.
Like American History X.
Devil Dog.
Pence.
From Gothica.
Mike Pence.
Or he has a picture. Or a tattoo of his mama.
Yeah, or he's just like the lightning bolts, just everything.
Wow. With the helmets on.
See, I feel like George W. Bush would have had like a dumb tribal tat on his arm. He would have made a bad mistake in his early 20s.
Or like, yeah, like a maybe
or a trim.
Like that super military like tribal tat.
Like that shit The Rock had?
Maybe, yeah.
Try.
But The Rock can do no wrong.
He have one.
Yeah, a lot of white people do have those.
Show them yours.
What? I'm not sure.
I know. White people have these tribal tattoos. It's like you live in a small town. You go to, like, the same deli every day. Not even a deli. You just go to, like, a mom-pa store. And then you go in your truck home. You're not in a tribe. You're not fighting anybody.
Excuse me. I am 98% Irish and 2% Cree Indian.
He's embracing all the went to
power. I just think all the guys
2 months ago.
All the guys that I know that have tribal tattoos just like chill and watch TV.
Hell yeah.
They're not in a tribe. They're not in a tribe.
TV tribe.
It's okay. I don't I'm not shaming people with tattoos.
Skin embarrassing shit right now.
Maybe tattoos is what people aspire and want to be, so they get the tribal tattoo because that's what they want to be.
You don't want a tattoo?
So you're saying so like white guys get tribal tattoos because they don't feel like they don't belong anywhere?
I don't know what I'm saying.
I have 4 tattoos.
The coffee's kicking in.
You got like something with like a honey on it or something, ain't it?
Yeah, something like that.
White guys also have like pentagons and like different shapes always, like geometric shapes on their wrist that has like some deep meaning about the universe. That's like the two types of white guy tattoos. Well, maybe. They're like hipsters. They've got like geometric shapes, like triangles, and then it means something.
It's kind of like the guys that do like, what's that, Animal Flow? They got man buns.
Man bun guys would have these geometric shapes on their wrist.
My fitness tights, but I don't wear shorts over them.
You got a protractor.
I just wear the tights.
Oh, shit. Is that a protractor?
Rostar is a Freemason.
And I do. Bikram.
Yeah, he's a Freemason.
So Rostar, while they were talking, he just pulled up his, he was flashing his calf to us. And on the side, there's this shape. Do you mind if I...
Yeah, what visual?
Wow! So here we have a what would this be, Starchild? A protractor?
That's the protractor of life.
It kind of looks like the Illuminati.
That's the architecture of the Freemason from the Cornerstone, because everything can be run by the protractor.
Exactly.
I thought that was just a tool we used in elementary school. I had no idea it had so much meaning.
I asked him these questions. He never told me as much information.
It's more to that, and I'm not going to say it. I'll say,
is the reason you get a tattoo is so then girls come up to you and go, what does that mean?
No, because like that's the only
let
one.
Me tell
because,
you
like, because
the,
like
the soundtrack to that show about the aliens, the X-Files. We start talking about that. If that song was playing right now, that would have been
crazy. I mean, because most of my tattoos are like crosses, and then we got a rose in that. Yeah, so
what does this tattoo mean?
It's just I'm a Mason. And
are you a member of the Masonic Lodge?
Yeah,
you are. What temple do you go to?
I'm a part of Stone City Lodge. I'm 54 Bloomington, Indiana, which I'm still a member of. And I'm also a founding member of Southern Star, number 50, which is your order of Eastern Star. This dude here. You know that we can't
play that. That could die.
Yeah. And then I'm also a Royal Arc Master Mason.
You're a Master Mason?
Master Mason.
What does that mean?
It just means that
don't wake up sometimes.
It just means that I've acquired so many levels, and I'm also a turtle.
What's a turtle? I'm gonna have you on my podcast. I need a Mason.
As far as the turtle,
a Mason is that's our brand.
Oh yeah,
but I can say the acronym for the answer, but I can't say what that is.
What a turtle is.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
I'd be the worst Mason ever. I would tell every secret.
Yeah,
you couldn't. I guess that's why you wouldn't be a Mason.
And then
that's why you're not.
And then I'm in 3 fraternities. So
in what?
Three fraternities.
Why do you like clubs, some organizations so much?
Secret society.
Knowledge. So
well, clearly your knowledge has been you've been flexing your knowledge this whole podcast with all this Kwanzaa.
But really quick though. No, I'm talking about though. We're at the end of our podcast. Go ahead and tell.
I really don't think it should end until you explain a little bit more about your love for Masonic.
We only get 45 minutes on our thing.
I'll have you on mine to talk about Masons.
Okay. But go ahead. Tell them where to find you really quick.
You can find me on Instagram. Emily Knows Everything.
Okay.
Emily with an IE. And then my podcast is available, like I said, on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Emily Knows Everything.
And also check her out on
I'm also on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ Emily Knows Everything.
Do you want to say anybody where they find you really quick?
Yeah, you could guys find me in a universe near you.
If you want to find us, Burbank Misfits on Twitter, on Facebook, the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, me at Rawstar on every outlet, Just Your Neck is Chris on Instagram, Sissy Fitness on Instagram,
Twitter.
Thief in LA. On Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook. Go ahead and check his gem out, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.